All right, Alvon, do you mind just taking us through your amazing round today and when the momentum started kicking in for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great round, you know, 66 bogey-free. That's really all I can ask for. I think I really just clicked on my putting routine for the first time. My game's been really solid for the past 2 weeks, but I think I finally really start to understand how I have to approach putts, and it just, you know, rolled them great all day. I had tons of opportunities and just very pleased with my round.
And 66, I know you have a story there with your brother and a little bit of family rivalry. Do you mind just walking us through how that even began and the story there?
Yeah, so actually this is a pretty special place for me. I caddied for my brother here when he qualified for U.S. Juniors. He shot 68 and won in a playoff with a birdie. So this entire week he was like, you just have to beat my score. And so we had this little family competition going, so I'm kind of happy I beat him, to be honest.
Did you already see, like, his reaction?
Yes, he was like, you beat me by two. All right, he owes me a coffee, I think.
Aww. What year was that?
It was probably 2018 or something.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, we just heard on your interview with Karen Stupples about all the health challenges. I didn't know you had your appendix out, for example. Walk us through what all has happened.
Yeah, definitely 2020 was pretty challenging. I had a very bad nerve injury in my neck. I just couldn't feel, you know, pretty much from my neck down to my fingers, just constantly playing in pain. So the end of 2020 was very challenging for me. And then I had a stomach problem that led to my appendix being flared, and I had to get it removed, and then I got COVID. So I spent a lot of time in bed for the past 5 months. So I'm just really, you know, appreciative to be out on the course now, and I think I just don't take it all for granted just because I know how hard it can get, and just happy to be playing again.
Wow. So when did the nerve situation start?
The nerve situation really started late August. Kind of started with a bad shoulder and, you know, just pain from neck down. And I just, you know, after KPMG, I was like, I can't play anymore. So that's why I really stopped the season there, because I could barely finish my rounds. It really got to the point where I was just not comfortable on the golf course. I was just playing through pain, and I think mentally was really tough, not only physically. So took a lot of time off, and then just the panics followed, and then COVID. So it's been a challenging couple months.
Well, was there a diagnosis that went with the nerve?
Probably like a brachial plexus injury, so just some nerve damage, probably below my armpit. They weren't quite sure exactly what it was, but it pretty much felt like a pinched nerve. I thought I had a herniated disc. I had so many MRIs and tests, but I'm just glad I'm able to hit a golf club again and just feel good.